Exactly. So just what was your 2020 outlook 3 months ago, and what is it now as we sit here today based on this global virus outbreak?
Well, that's a good question. And first off, before we touch on that, our thoughts, prayers go out to those affected by something that's such a worldwide impact. And we don't foresee those type things, and we wish they didn't happen, but here we are, and we are thinking and praying for those that are affected by this. And it's not
Right.
just a one country place; it's a national and worldwide event. So, going into this year, I think a lot of analysts and research people that we follow expected a fine year, not an outstanding year like we just exhibited in 2019, but a solid year going forward. With some earnings, it actually expected to outperform what they did last year, which was already a good year. But the markets, in our opinion, and a lot of other analysts' opinions, were not overbought, and they weren't hot, but they were expensive. And so a lot of people felt like there was a little room for some pullback. However, we didn't think that would occur in 5 days, and that's exactly what it was. It moved from a pullback to a correction territory rather quickly. And so going forward, the outlook is for because of the uncertainty, and I think that's the key word, and that's what happened this last week with the uncertainty surrounding the virus. Most research analysts are saying we will have a muted first, maybe second quarter. And so all the estimates have been ratcheted down slightly. However, I would point out that because of the slowdown, and we'll talk a little more about what's happening now around the world, but because of that, I think there's some pent-up demand in the system, especially the supply chain area. There's a lot of orders, there's a lot of activity that are just waiting to go back to full speed again. So even though we know that the first 2 quarters of 2020 may be a bit muted, I think we can look forward to a hopeful rebound as we go once this has a reduced risk, is what our thought is.
Yeah, and kind of touching on that, I want to ask this question the right way, I guess, but you mentioned rebound opportunities. Are there financial opportunities for portfolios right now that maybe didn't exist 2 months ago because of the market volatility, because of what has happened?
There are, and I would say out of 10 clients that we talk to in a given window, I would say probably 9 clients are more inclined to find bargains or value or what some opportunities that may exist. And one of the things that we recommend is to have some fresh powder, and in other words, cash or money market on hand, anywhere from a 3% to 10% allocation, so that when these opportunities pop up, we can look to the bargains that may exist. That's part of the challenge, is finding the ones, the equity names that may be of value in this environment. So yes, we've all heard the adage, buy low, sell high. And so when things are on sale, it is an opportunity. And so those that have the ability, the cash on hand to take action, it is an excellent time, because some name brand quality companies are much less than they were 10 days ago.
Sure. A couple of days ago, the Fed reduced the federal funds rate, of course, characterized as I guess called an emergency cut rate to combat the coronavirus epidemic and all that that entails. What will the impact of that be?
Well, first off, a bit of a surprising move, but then again, it wasn't. It was kind of expected from several angles, pressure from different arrangements saying, hey, we need a cut. We have an issue here that we have not seen in a long while. And first off, that was the first inter-meeting cut since 2008. So we go
Right.
back a ways before this has been done before in this manner. Some thought it would be a little bit at a time, and then others felt like, let's just get one out of the way and do it. Impact, I don't know if it was needed, honestly. Maybe, maybe not. But we raised rates a bit there, oh, I think in 18 and 19 early. And then next thing you know, rates started trending lower. And so this has obviously sent rates lower across the board for those looking for the bond to purchase or the CD, anything fixed income related. Those yields have fallen. However, I think the winner in this environment was probably mortgage buyer, those people yeah. that are looking to build a home, buy a home, it's created another round of opportunity. So I think you'll see lending institutions have more activity than they've been used to, although it's still been busy, especially in Northwest Arkansas. But that means more benefits for the housing industry, construction, anybody in those kind of categories. I think it's going to be another round of flurry of activity. So good for those that are in that position because the loan interest rate just got cheaper.
Sure, sure. Kind of a final quick thought from you, maybe just an anecdotal thought. You know, you're a wealth manager, financial planner, so you deal in, you know, monitoring, you know, negative headlines, negative impacts, negative events, and their potential impacts every day, I'm sure. So why is this particular negative event different? I mean, it feels different anyway, right? Why has this particular event been different these past couple of months and then just came to a head here the last week or so?
Well, it was very quick, first off. So, and I think the reason for the heavy declines that we saw is just to simplicity of the word is uncertainty. Mm-hmm. This is a new virus that hadn't been seen before. It came about quickly. It was it kept in one country for a while, then spread to others. So I think the speed of how things occurred created a lot of uncertainty, and markets dislike uncertainty, and that's what we had. So there was, again, when I mentioned earlier, some things were a little hot or a little overdone in the markets. It just created an opportunity to take some profits for those large institutional scenarios. However, most of the time, folks that we are dealing with have a plan in motion, have allocations that are properly designed for their risk tolerance and their time frames and objectives. So usually it's a scenario. I always like to concentrate, let's look at what we own.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to know what is in a person's portfolio, what they're holding, and I think that's the first step. And if and that's usually the case, if there's quality there, the design is proper, then it's a time for patience until we do know more. But as we mentioned earlier, it is an opportunity for certain scenarios to grab some prices that are on sale on select equities. And it's an interesting time because it always allows us to take a step back. And by the way, the last 10 years, we didn't see too many negatives, although in a given year, there are often movements up and down that we're often unaware of, but they are still occurring. So, and I would say too, Paul, that, you know, we'll have to be on the lookout. Does this slowdown create a recession environment? Again, recessions have happened before and they will again. And because of the type so far that what we're seeing, I would point out that it appears that this could be a rather smooth comeback when things are solved, if they are solved effectively, and that's the unknown. We don't know if it's going to be something that we see resolved quickly or not. However, I would say that China is starting to refire factories. I did see one little fun report. I like to have a coffee once in a while, and it said that 85% of Starbucks were open now. So
I saw that. I saw the same thing, yeah.
They're coming back online, so we, you know, who knows how quickly this refires.
Yeah.
But when things are calmer, that's when we will take a breath and see where we're at once again.
We'll take any.